looking right in our eyes as he grinds his mud.
See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I gonna do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do. Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch, you know? See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I gonna do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do. Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch, you know?
You heard me.
Good evening, ladies.
Good
and
evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brian McKnight and Ralph Lauren. Talented Minds Podcast, Episode 6. How are you guys doing out there?
We hope all is well.
We hope all is well. We hope all is swell. And it's been an interesting perhaps weekend, perhaps in a week, man. It's just been a lot of things going down in the universe.
And if you're new to the show, like and subscribe.
Even if you probably did just seen the show around and, you know, it's just like, yeah, I've seen people talk about it. I've seen people sharing it and shit, man. Go ahead and get your like and subscribe on, too, if you haven't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we in the building, dog.
Straight slash up. Building, baby.
Building slash building, good pies. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, just a bunch of good, well-mannered gentlemen. But, yeah, first and foremost, man, we would like to say rest in peace to Portia Owens, young St. Louis lady. She was killed in Castle Point. You know, some guys tried to take her car.
She had a nice car.
Yeah, nice car. She had a nice job as well, though. She was like she worked in the office of like Riverview School District or something. She was getting that chicken. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's sad. Mother of three, and just to see that somebody could just be like that and just could hate on her, and you know, it's just like that's really not helping your situation either, bro. You know, because it's like, man, when you die, you can't take this shit with you. You know what I'm saying? It's very material. And, I mean, everybody probably has had shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a reason why God going to take it from you anyway, bro. So, yeah, that's just really sad. A mother of three kids, bro. She's someone's daughter. I see her mom talking about
that.
They
was dirt, bro.
Who? Yeah, her kids were there, bro. Yeah.
That's super scandalous.
Yeah, that's very scandalous, dog. Like, how can you just even, you know, live with yourself after doing something like that? You know, and I like I said, everybody's had their down points, their down moments in life. And, you know, I don't think it should ever just come to a point like that where you should straight think about killing somebody or even killing a woman like that in front of her kids. That's a very sad thing, man. And we got to get out of that slave mentality, dude. You know what I'm saying? For real, bro.
Yeah, man.
We shouldn't be out here killing each other, dog. And then turn around and then we straight be like mad as fuck when the police do it too. But it's like niggas out here doing that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's sad, bro. And it's like, I come to a point where I just kind of be like, it's like, what do you be mad at? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
you know, it's a lot of shit going on in St. Louis, man. It's like, you see motherfuckers getting displaced and shit like we always talk about, man. It's like redlining and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fuck with motherfuckers, like transportation.
It's making a bunch of shit, huh?
You making streets one ways, you fucking with traffic. And it's just like too much shit,
Yeah.
That contribute to it, too.
So what is it? What does it come down to? Like who do you blame someone? Who do you get mad at for the circumstances that we're in? Because it's like it's so many layers to it. It goes back to
like an onion.
Yeah, it's like an onion, bro. Because it goes back to, okay, they put the guns and the drugs in these neighborhoods. They put everybody there. They policed them. You can't come out of there. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of shit that goes into that. Where it's like, of course, a nigga just really saw what you gave them as an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is an opportunity for you to make money. You know what I'm saying? And a nigga took it. And then it's just like, so do I be mad at the person that bought the guns into the neighborhood? Or do I be mad at the person for straight taking the opportunity to use them, too? You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, do I be mad at the police? It's like, It's so much shit that goes to it. It's just like, who the fuck do I be mad at, bro? Like
being police.
Yeah, so it's so much shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's just so many different layers, bro. And yeah, it's just a sad thing, man. But we just really just got to move forward and keep living, man. You know. You checked out that Kanye and Kid Cudi album?
Nah, man.
The Kids See Ghosts. It's a good album. But it's basically the same type of shit that they talking about on Earth. Just trying
Nas,
to be.
Nas coming up with an album too.
Nas has an album dropping this Friday, dog. It's gonna be lit, nigga. Like a new Nas album. We ain't had a Nas album in like 3 years, bro. Nah, it's more than three. It's been about five, bro.
Shout out to Queensbridge. We was up there one
time.
Yeah,
we was in Queensbridge. Shout out. Hey, man, speaking of going places, bro, do you remember when we used to go down to Cape Girardeau and live in Cape Place, dog?
Oh, my God. Some Cape Girardeau in the middle of Missouri or some shit.
Me and Beachy Missouri. Was talking about that shit. We was talking about how, bro, we used to go down there, dog, and it was like we had no success of getting any chicks, though. Like, like for real, Luke, you said Chase set him up a couple times, but it's like our homeboy was corn. He wasn't looking out though. Shit, like Buster ass nigga. This nigga was down there straight. He was making kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? We coming down here to kick it. You supposed to be looking out, head ass boy. Shout out to Corn though, man. That's our homeboy. Y'all go follow him. He's a travel agent. So if you try to get your travel agency going on, you try to get out here, see the world and shit, holler at my dude.
Shout out to Polo.
Yeah. Cornelius J. Brown. You guys go look him up, dog. But, so you heard about net neutrality getting repealed, huh?
Boo.
Boo. What's the disadvantages of net neutrality, though? Because it was like
freedom of expression and such.
And freedom of internet and shit. So now people can put a restriction on like their websites and all that type of shit to the point where you'll have to pay for it and
like
shit.
Stopping the press and shit.
No, freedom of the press type shit?
And it's like stopping the newspaper and shit.
Oh. Like
you can't even write about
this shit. Oh, you can't write about certain shit, huh? Damn, bruh. So it's saying that, okay, if Obama put that in place in 2015, right?
I guess.
So what was the internet like before then? I believe it was 2015 from what I read, you know, because I was trying to do as much research on it as I could or whatever. But it was like, I just still couldn't get to the point of like, what was it like before 2015? Like
somebody Google YouTube this shit.
Yeah, Google that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let us know if we on point or not, because it's still like it still be kind of seeming confusing to me trying to get a full understanding of it.
Well, it's like WikiLeaks. Like WikiLeaks was legit, and then like they got kind of shut down. I don't know like bullshit about it.
Yeah,
the net neutrality situation is like I don't think it's going
something that's gonna last long.
But also like you got judges. You got judges in the system and the executive branch, and then it's like, who the fuck appoint these judges and shit?
You're right. Like, I heard that at a local level, certain states can still have their laws in place for it to not be like that or something like that. So,
yeah, like the tree, which I'm like not understanding Missouri. What the fuck, man?
Right.
Can we legalize the tree, please?
Yeah, it seems like Missouri is always going to be that one state. Or one of the states where it's just like, yeah, we don't care if everybody's being positive. We ain't fucking with that shit or something like that. Like, yeah, straight up. Because they one of the states right now that's not even mentioning, like, stopping the net neutrality thing either. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just whack. Missouri is very racist, ladies and gentlemen. And very, like, hard up their ass type shit.
I don't know how y'all city doing with
yeah, how y'all city's doing. Like,
if your city got the tree, we want to know how it's going. Because I'm almost quite sure that all that money can go into really good stuff, construction and education.
Yeah. Especially if, like, you know how when we travel, you go to those towns and shit that got, like, the tolls and shit. It's like, nigga, why can't that help shit like that, too? You know what I'm saying? it's like, yeah, that could, especially what if like, so if they put a tax on it, mm-hmm. and then they can use that to fund other shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facto, oh, facto. No, man. Don't it seem like motherfuckers rather take the hard way? Motherfuckers straight trying to take the hard way, man. Shout out to our boy Lil Wayne for winning his lawsuit against Cash Money Records in the sum of $10 million.
Sheesh.
And he's off the label. Woo! $10 mil, bruh. They owe that man a lot of money, dog, man, and they settled
shit, that. That legal shit ain't no joke.
It ain't no joke, dog.
For real, bro.
It's a lot of words. Yeah. A lot of confusing shit, you know what I'm saying?
Lawyer this.
Yeah.
Attorney that.
No. Lawyers be need lawyers.
I need this paper and that paper.
Yeah, you hear me? Yeah, we need this certain... this certain type of form.
Affidavit.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up, right? Right. They need all the records of shit.
I need this paper notarized. And I need this one laminated.
Hey, have you ever thought about, like I just said, like how a lawyer would need a lawyer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever thought about, like, say, a psychiatrist or a therapist and shit? Them needing a psychiatrist and therapist and shit too, bro?
Yeah, man, everybody's susceptible to, like, mental illness.
So is there any nigga that's at the top where it's like, I don't need no psychiatrist or therapist, right. I'm the main one, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Cape straight flirting and shit, bro. Like, fuck out of here, nigga. But yeah, I did hear that some psychiatrists actually go to a psychiatrist and stuff like that. And I was just like, that's crazy
when you think about that.
I believe in mad scientists.
Does anybody know any motherfucking mad scientists who in the basement trying to, you know what I'm saying, like...
This nigga's out here successfully making bombs, bro. Like, that to me, that's some mad scientist shit. Like,
I'm not a mad scientist by way of like making new shit. I just like science and stuff.
Yeah, but
not
science is awesome.
To where I'm like pouring this chemical mixture with that one.
Yeah,
shit.
You hear me? This straight finna explode, and then I'm gonna put it in this fucking jar.
Burn your ass.
You know what I'm saying? I would straight throw it on you and shit, bro. You straight gonna be
corrosive. Ooh, and shit.
That's fucked up, bro.
Hydrochloric acid.
Did you see that, bro? I remember seeing some woman husband came into her job, bro, and straight threw some gasoline on her, bro. Straight up, I don't remember if it was like acid. It might have been acid, but I was finna say, I think it was gasoline. They threw a match on her ass, but yeah, it was acid, think it was acid, bro. Fucked her up, dog. Like, fam, like, how can you ever get that mad at somebody? Like, did you straight throw some acid on them?
You
bet
your
woman, though.
Just throw some torn feathers on them.
Type shit. Some straight honey and feathers on their ass, bro.
Torn ass with some feathers, bro. That'll fuck somebody up, bro. That's a classic,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's straight like, classic. You
that's
heard?
A classic.
Straight up.
Yeah,
that's, you straight look
that's
like
a prank, bro.
Made your ass look like a straight bird out this.
Fuck no. Has anybody got
tarred and
feathered in 2018?
Yeah, hell
nah. I think it's been about 100 people.
I would love to prank somebody.
I wish we can get one person on the show who actually been tarred.
Yeah, though, bro. How did it make you feel, bro? Straight up. Like on that movie Carrie, bro, they threw that pig's blood on their girl, bro. Oh,
man.
Hey, she straight. Hey, she fucked they up, though. Like.
Now, that's some type of shit you start banging for. Like,
yeah, I got to beat your ass, yeah, bro. Straight up, bro. I'm finna have to go out, bro. Hey, so... So how would you react to
you some Dawn?
I was watching Summer Jam or whatever, and you know once again your boy 6ix9ine into some more fiascos. You know what I'm saying, bro? Straight pull up on some little Crip dude that was talking shit or whatever it was, but the police was standing there too, though. Like I said, bro, you know what I'm saying, he out here in Chicago right now moving around with the police, but the police was out there, and little dude and shit kind of just like was trying to back up or whatever. Like, shit, bro. He said it was like 50 of them niggas. You hear me? The police pushed, bro, out the way and shit, bro. The police, like, they went one on parts of that shit. So, you know, motherfuckers, like, fam, like, if you saw the camera out, hey, would you go ahead and get your shine on real quick, bro? Like, like, nigga straight over here recording, bro. I might as well just go ahead and get my ass whooped instead of look like I'm running from somebody.
Like, man.
Yeah, might as well, bro. Straight up. Just go ahead.
Might as well, man.
Yeah, might as well, bro. just might as well go ahead and get it in, dog. But like I said, I was watching Summer Jam and shit, bro. And it wasn't as exciting, you know. Swiss Beats and Timbaland did they beat battle on stage. That shit was ill, you know. It was a bunch of legends that came out. But I just, man, I was watching my dude Tory Lanez, man. A shout out to Tory Lanez. We really love his music. Might even show up to bro concert in a couple weeks, dog. But my nigga had these pants on that was so small, like I was just like, fam was trying to jam on stage and he put on a good show. He a hell of a performer, but I'm straight just
pants
like
up my nigga movement back,
bruh, time. Like bruh, I'm sitting up here like maybe my nigga grabbed the wrong pants before he had like came out the dressing room and shit. And it was like too late. Like oh shit,
his stylist, she fucked up.
She fucked up, bro.
I thought you said 33.
Yeah, you bro was like, ah, fuck it, man. I gotta go be on stage. Yeah, like,
in 2 minutes,
I would have goddamn me came out with some jogging pants on and shit. fuck them small ass pants, bro. Dude pants was hella small, bro. But he put on a good show. And then check this out, right? So somebody that worked at Hot 97, bro, was tweeting online and shit, and Bun B came out, bro. Slim Thug, Paul Wall, they was out there performing and shit. So Bun B come out and shit, bro. Why this dumbass nigga take the picture, and then on the tweet he was like, "Yeah, Underground Kings, Pimp C in the building." Like you dumbass dude, bro. Like, like why would like Pimp C, bro? Like do you just forgot that bro had. You know what I'm saying? Died ages ago, bro. Like, like they, hey, is that worth somebody getting fired for, bro? Like, when bro had to get fired, bro? Or would you have to suspend him or just join on him?
I had to figure out, see if it was, like, taken out of context. Like, my nigga was talking about something.
It just missed it. Like some silly it shit. Missed them real quick, bro. Yeah. They said one of the people that worked for them was out there, like, selling tickets, bro. Like, he straight worked for High 97, dude, straight stole hella tickets and wristbands and was out there straight selling them in the stadium and walking people to their seats and shit. Like, bro, why? Like, why today, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, was it even worth losing your job for, bro? And potentially, they got it. You got locked up. You know what I'm saying? Because they said the police was on his head. So you got locked up. So now you ain't even going to be able to get another job. Like, it was like, like, you just went on a run if I wasn't even thinking straight, bro. Like, why the hell did I do that dumbass shit and just risk everything, you know? And then it's like, especially if you had some shorties too, though, like, you was thinking of the quick come up, you know what I'm saying? The quick come up. A lot of times, guys, the quick come up fools you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean, man?
Like, you looking for the quick come up. Yeah, you looking for the fast money. Know what I'm saying?
And it
probably have you making a rational decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's Jay, like, you more so thinking about what I can get now. You know what I'm saying? And it's Jay, like, I mean, shit. Maybe bro was pressed for paper, shit, but he probably just need to find another hustle, too. Or maybe he was just like, man, fuck these niggas. I'm done with this job anyway, nigga. But it's like, now you got a felony, though. I don't know, B.
That jail shit ain't cool.
Man. Yeah, it ain't cool, bruh. It ain't cool whatsoever, dog. So, yeah, man. Hey, so you watched them bullshit ass NBA finals, dog?
Yeah, man. Overtime.
Whack shit.
One by 1 point. You know, y'all ain't trying to give people, like, problems.
Yeah, you hear me?
Anxiety and shit, like.
My thing is, like, is it to me, it's safe to say that the Golden State Warriors are the NBA version of the Harlem Globetrotters, bro. I mean, obviously, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course ain't nobody gonna beat them, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's Jay, like, you know, they very, very, they're a good team, but they're very good in finesse. You know what I'm saying?
Harlem Globetrotters will kick
Yeah, they would probably beat their ass, though.
They'd take their ass to school.
The globe trotters out there turning their
heads. Oh, bro. Hitting them with all kind of shit, bro. All kind of shit. Alley hoops.
That's who Bron need to go sign with, though, bro. Bron need to go get down with the Harlem Globetrotters, bro. And he'll straight kill. And he'll fuck Golden State up. And we set it. We set it here, bro. That's where he need to go, dog. Yeah,
true shit, though. But they were dismantled.
Yeah, they were straight destroy them niggas, dog. They were straight had niggas ankles will be broke, bro. Like, oh, <dude. laughs>
fuck, bro.
They straight turn their ass up out there, though, bro.
100 points, bro. Like the first quarter.
Yeah, they straight the first quarter, bro. they dudes is out there doing magic tricks, bro.
Yeah, like shit you never even seen before.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to hang with them niggas, dog. There you go, Golden State. We finally found somebody that gonna beat y'all ass.
Yeah, bro.
Straight up, man. Yeah. Can't nobody beat y'all. It's the Harlem Globetrotters. No. Straight smoke y'all ass, dog.
Yeah, hell no.
Hell no, dog. But for real, like, so you think, you know, I think Bron need to go ahead and leave Cleveland, though. On the for real tip. I just think it ain't working. Or at least they gotta, like, goddamn me, wipe the whole building out. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody fired in this motherfucker. Like, them niggas probably gotta go sign, like, the Mighty Ducks and shit. Like, them kids, bro. Go sign all them niggas, bro. They'll get out there and help you kill these motherfuckers, bro. Or take a few niggas from the Harlem Globetrotters, bro. Straight. That nigga straight like 35 coming in as a rookie and shit, bro. Like, where do you come from, bro? He straight hella nice, dog. But I feel somewhat bad for my nigga Bron. But it's like, motherfuckers gotta go ahead and kill that whole, like, dude ain't the greatest and shit. Like, bro, you mean, my thing be with niggas, dog, like, these niggas that be on Facebook and shit, bro, and on, you know what I'm saying, in the shade room and whack ass shit. Fam, what the fuck do you niggas do for a living, bro? Like, are you out there putting up 51 points against the greatest team in the world, bro? Fuck nah, nigga. You probably wouldn't put up 2 points against them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't put up no points.
You wouldn't put up no points against them, bro. But you straight. But this nigga straight not the. He not nice. He a bum. He this, that, and the fourth. He shouldn't be mad on the court about nothing. It's like, nigga, like, bro, I haven't played sports before, nigga. I know how it feel to be mad out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? You straight want to straight bang with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Niggas cheating. And the refs sneakers, on some bullshit.
Nice sneakers, by the way.
Thanks, man. Poons. These are Air Force Ones, man. You know how I give it up, dogs. You already know how I give it up, dogs. I get my fly on, dog.
They got some nice sneakers.
Nice sneakers in the building, man.
Nice sneakers.
That's one of the things about me, bro. It's like, I care a lot about my shoe game, dog. Like,
yeah, I take care of you.
I always been a shoe guy. I used to be a super hat guy back when we was young and shit, too. Then all the homies used to take my hat to Worm. The niggas that have my hat for hellas, bro.
I fuss with the hats, man. Snapbacks with snapbacks. Snapback mesh tops are hard to find. They classic, cause
yeah,
that's the wrong hat, bro.
Where you find your snapback meshes at, son?
Bro, I had to go all the way out to the fucking county somewhere to get them. Bro, I had to.
You ain't go all the way out to St. Charles, Missouri for them motherfuckers.
I wouldn't go all the way to fuck out there. That shit too far, Jack.
that's pure dedication, dog. Like, cause that's at least a 30-40 minute drive, bro. Especially from the south side. Driving all the way out to that motherfucker, you would straight be like, you know what was crazy, dog? Like, being in, like, a Chicago or New York where it just be seeming like, it don't seem like shit hella far, but it really is, though. Like, it would straight be like, yeah, 40 minutes, an hour and shit. You be like, what the hell? Like, it might take an hour to get from, well, it was like Staten, bro, all the way to, like, Queens or some shit, bro. It take you hellas to get from there to there, bro.
I'm ready, man. I don't know, man. It's about that time we take a trip.
It is about that time we take
a trip. Where shall we land next?
To where?
I ain't going to Hawaii, Jack.
To where? Why not, dog? Volcanoes and shit?
Too many motherfucking volcanoes.
Go ahead, man. That might be the illest way to go out, bro. You got straight
Yeah, but it's going
melted
down.
In that motherfucker.
Has anybody seen any footage of these things?
I saw one.
Bro,
like, not too long
crazy,
ago.
Don't it, bro? I never got a chance to see the lava and shit coming up on good quality, like sturdy camera and shit, bro.
That got to be crazy, bro. That shit look crazy, straight dog. Mad, like. That's running for your life records right there, bro. Like, bro. You straight just trying to, you trying to get out of
bro,
there,
if I'm
man.
In the whip, bro, I'm good.
Hey, you hear me? Hey, you hit the whip so damn hard, goddamn, you do the dance so damn hard, bro. The car go out on your ass.
That's I straight gotta get another car, bro.
Yeah, you hear me? Like, in between you getting away from that.
Somebody done left they shit, bro.
Yeah, you hear me straight. Let me go ahead and hop in they shit, bro.
Keys still in them.
Hey, straight. Yeah,
straight up, though.
Hey, straight. Where the keys at, bro?
That's all I see.
Straight. Where the keys at, though, bro? Hey, bro. So did that? So my dude Dennis Rodman couldn't come back into America, bro. After he had went over there and tried to get cool, right?
And again, he here now.
He is.
Yeah.
I remember a couple years ago and shit, dog. He was. Like, I think them niggas weren't trying to let bruh back in the building, bro.
Nah, man, they just were saying that because that country is on the old, what is it, the OFAC? Office of Foreign Asset Control or something like that, bro.
Perhaps it might be something of sorts.
Some shit of some sorts. OFAC.
Of sorts, bro. Of sorts,
bro. Yeah, bro, I got it. You got to Google this shit, YouTube this shit.
So what does Trump meeting with Kim Jong on Trump? Oh, damn boy, brain fart. Kim Jong Un.
Yeah, man, it's Office of Foreign Assets Control.
Okay, you a smart guy.
We know.
Shout out to my nigga Google's dog.
Fact check all this shit, man.
Fact check. But what does that mean, dog? They talking about denuclearization and shit.
Yeah, supposedly.
You think it's gonna go through though? Like, or do you think them niggas walk? Like the whole time they was shaking, they shook with their right hands and shit, and the other nigga straight had the left hand behind his back with his fingers crossed. Like,
What do you guys?
Straight up, you think they can't be trusted? But it's crazy. He's like the first president that straight like do that though, right?
I want to take a poll, man, and be like, bro, do you think that we're on the verge of? No way, bro.
Yeah, we can't be.
No way. It just don't seem like now. Because now you can, like, video this shit. So, like, you do see a big-ass, like, loop or something in the air. You can just...
Yeah, it'd
be like, people like, damn, y'all, like...
Yeah, it's going down, bro. Like, yeah, bro.
By
they'll put the crying Jordan face on that motherfucker and shit.
Here we go. Like, damn, bro.
Yeah,
this
you just seeing this coming. Yeah, you just seeing it coming to you, bro. Like, oh, shit,
nah,
bro.
Because you know that shit going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on fucking, like, all the social media, bro. It's gonna be pushing through that shit so hard.
What's like the radius of, you know what I'm saying, like if a nuke hit, bro, like about how far is the distance of, like, is it one state or is it just like it might be multiple states at one time or some shit? You think?
Idea. I think it's just miles though, like,
yeah, so miles.
But the fucking, like, depending on where you hit, like if you hit a concentrated city, you know, oh my god, bro, the casualty rate, bro, is fucking, you can knock off.
That's crazy.
It's wild to think what you can do with a nuke. You can kill over 20 million people in a blink of a fucking eye. Like,
that's some level of savage, bro, where you can straight just be like, I don't give a fuck who dies.
That's why they talk about the death of the machine and all that shit. And you know, if y'all ain't familiar with the death of the machine, or what is Decades Machine or some shit like that. Death of the machine, and then the Manhattan Project.
Project that
worked on, like, the shit during... And all this shit kind of came about during World War II. We was just talking about this shit earlier, man.
Uh-huh.
We was talking about, like, how kind of the... After World War I, I suppose, or two, how industrialization kind of also, like, the chemical companies, you know, start making chemicals and fucking with the food.
Yeah.
Now they, like...
Yeah, yowzers, you heard
but
me?
On another note,
damn,
let's
bro.
Talk Mullen.
Shout out to my dude Mullen. Hey, bro, are you a grinder?
Am I what?
Are you a grinder? Do you get your grind on? Do you be on your grind,
yeah,
bro? I'm a grinder, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm a grinder,
dog. Hey, look. Hey, like my the song Grinding, bro.
Grinding?
Hey, yeah, you hear me? Them niggas was straight talking about mad D-boy shit on that motherfucker. We was straight like 12 not knowing what the fuck they was saying. Like, we just rapping to it and shit. Like, nigga. Straight up, dog. These niggas straight talking about turning this into this. You hear me?
Hey, my life is like a whirlwind. I met dude the other day.
Bro. You did, bro? Which
my
one?
My life is like a whirlwind.
Which one, bro? You met,
Naughty.
Who?
Naughty. What's dude's name, bro?
What was the nigga's name, man?
I'm on a blank, man.
Yeah, it straight went stupid blank, bro. But I remember just the group was called Taylor Made, bro. You know what I'm saying? One of them was named True, bro.
My life is like,
one of them was named True out of that group, bro. Yeah, them
that shit was a bad
they one, was bro. Legendary. St. Louis Legends, dog. For real. Shout out to them. That was like one of those groups that it was like they didn't get their just due and shit.
Surf.
And they got down with Nelly and shit.
Yeah, they certified.
Hey, should we be mad at Cornell Haynes, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a lot of people used to be mad. Like, niggas would be like, man, Nelly ain't doing shit for the city. He ain't doing shit for the town. And this, that, and the fourth. He don't put niggas on. It's just like, you know, I remember a lot of people used to be mad at that shit, dog. Straight up. But when I talked to my peoples out of town and shit, they made a good point. They was like, nigga, he ain't gotta do shit for y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? And that's real, bro. It's like, I think a lot of people straight, you know, y'all try to put power into other motherfuckers instead of power into yourself, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like a nigga straight be like, man, yeah, Michael Jordan don't do shit for black people or some shit. And it's just like, okay, but does he have to, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing. It's like, fam, like, my nigga, he took care of his family, probably a couple of his homies and shit, you know what I'm saying? Those that was rocking with him when he was shooting in the gym. And not every nigga was rocking with dude when he, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude probably been jumped before and some more shit. Like, I'm just supposed to go ahead and look out for all niggas. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all be bogus as hell, bro. Straight up, dog. Like, for real, bro. Niggas straight be like, yeah. Like, a motherfucker chose to give you a handout or something. That shit whack, bro. Like, niggas shouldn't have to give you no motherfucking handout, bro. Like, everything me and my dudes do, bro, we got out here and did it on our own. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no motherfucker give us shit. So I'm not expecting Michael Jordan to do a fucking thing for me, bro. Straight up, bro. So. And yeah, and like that, we gonna get the fuck up out of here, cuz.
Yo.
Oh, we're getting out of here.
What? If this is your first time listening, subscribe.
Subscribe to us, man. Subscribe, like, man.
What are you doing?
On the TM Nation YouTube channel. It's going down. Talented Minds Podcast is everywhere, damn near, bro. From iTunes to Google Play to Reddit
to theaters near you.
Yeah, to theaters near you. reporting live from Adams Grove. And we're out of here.